Hey guys, welcome to the Youth Fitness Podcast. Topics on youth fitness with a focus on doing what's best for kids. Brought to you by the Martin family, the developers of the Brand X Method, and the Athlete Coach Network.
Youth need great coaches now more than ever. Brand X has dedicated themselves to doing what is best for kids for over two decades, and now offers mentoring, education, programming, and resources in one smart package to empower coaches to efficiently deliver world-class youth programs. Check out their plug-and-play options and join the Brand X family today. You plus Brand X equals youth program success.
Welcome back to the Youth Fitness Podcast. Today we're talking about the five essential actions for thriving youth programs, and we're talking about number four, which is progressive youth programming.
Why do we suggest that you use progressive youth programming? Well, first, all professional pediatric organizations, including the American Academy of Pediatrics and all the other ones that you can name from all the countries, say two very important things about training youth. And the first is be specifically educated. And we've talked about that one. So today, the second thing they say is the program needs to be specifically designed for children. So that kind of brings us to, if all pediatric organizations say that, and that is doing what is best for kids, then why wouldn't you? Why do you make the choice not to do that? Would you do that, for instance, in an adult program? Would you run an adult program without being trained specifically in how to work with adults? I feel like the answer is no to that. And then would you just randomly come up with workouts for your adult program? I feel like the answer is also no to that. That you might go, hey, once in a while, we can just do something because we feel like it, or it's fun, or it's some competition that we all want to do. Cool.
I wouldn't.
But does it get us to a progressive goal or outcome? And is it doing what is best?
Because it isn't just the organizations. It's all of the people who do the research on youth fitness as well. And they say, everyone wants to focus on the first thing that they talk about, that it's safe to train kids, safe to have strength training for kids. But they don't want to focus on the two caveats that they say make it safe. Well, number one, we talked about before, which was that the coaches need to be specifically educated. And number two, that the program needs to be specifically designed for. I think you're hitting some really good points. Like, you know, when we talk about training with kids, we at Brand X are always talking about what is best for kids. In an adult program, dropping it down on top of kids is not what's best for them. And it's not only not what's best for them, but it eliminates one of the caveats or one of the things that they say makes it safe.
Right. And there's so many reasons there and so much detail. Like you said, all the research also backs it up. That they have all these windows of opportunity in their development and psychosocial besides biological that we should be incorporating. And why wouldn't we? Kind of a, come on, why wouldn't we?
It comes into a couple things that we wanted. We, Brand X, talk about it, three phases. We talk about working with kids. So we talk about base build, boost. And those phases, a lot of times we talk about it in the idea of acquiring movement. Kids in base, they're learning how to control their own bodies in space. They're learning kinesthetic awareness, proprioception. They're learning the rules for movement. And they go to build, using those rules to expand their vocabulary. And then boost, we're going into performance. And we always see this in movement. The kids, the people want to rush to boost without laying the foundations for maximizing potential down there in base and build. And it's really important that we understand how to move kids from just walking into our gyms into that area where we can really work with them on performance. We need to really understand and be educated on and use programming that helps them systematically move down that pathway. But it also is really important that we understand psychosocial aspects of, you know, training a five-year-old, training a seven-year-old, training a nine-year-old, and being able to move them from one thing, from one group to the next, and across the pathway.
Knowing the rules of the game before playing, right? So the rules of the game are how to move safely, correctly, in a developmental way, and learning positional strength before they go out there and throw down.
So right? Programming.
In the boost space.
So programming for youth should start. You should be able to start when they're 5 or 6 years old. We should be able to move them progressively physically. They acquire skills physically through a process into their teen years. But we should also be cognizant and, that programming should allow to help or to help us move kids across developmental stages as well.
Absolutely.
So that we're not just losing kids because we're just suddenly jumping them into a group or into movements and skills that they're not ready to.
So let's also look at known outcomes of using progressive programming.
Okay.
We, as Brand X, have 11 consecutive years written in the base boot build boost model of programming. We had known outcomes. We ran our gym, we've probably heard this before, for 20 years at one location. And so we had kids that came in when they were 4 and didn't leave until they were 8 in college. And time after time after time, we can show what that did for them.
So we can show outcomes.
We can show outcomes because we retained them, right? No surprise, because it was progressive. And those known outcomes were things like lots of valedictorians, far more than you would expect in any one little place, and hundreds or over 100 powerlifting state and national records. We just were on a podcast where somebody had actually gone and looked that up because they'd seen us or heard us say that, and they went and they looked like, oh my gosh, look at the state of California. It's like taken over by the Brand X athletes. And we only competed in that for a few years. So we know that this works this way. And now we offer our programming through Push Press Train. Our partners at Push Press have done an amazing job of adding to support to that. Please go take a look at Brand X Method. Look at our featured partners page, and that'll give you a link straight to that programming that we'd love for you to go to.
So part of that too, on the gym side, is retention. And I want to, you know, kind of say back, you know, if you have retention with your kids as you're moving them through this process, they're seeing progress, their parents are seeing progress, and one of the things that drives kids to stay with you. So when we looked at our gym, we had kids, like you said, who started with us when they were 4 years old and they left when they were 18. We wanted to do what's best for kids, so we wanted those kids to stay. We wanted to help them become the amazing athletes of the game. But as a gym owner, or as a person who's kind of looking at the bottom line, you want your youth program, you don't want to keep having to go out and fill your youth program with new people. You want to be able to retain these kids as clients. And I think that's really an important point. We're going to talk about that in the next one, the customer-client relationship, being people. But progressive programming that provides progress across years and developmental stages is a really important aspect for increasing retention with your youth.
That's it for today. We hope you listen in again.
Welcome to the Athlete Coach Network, a new connection-based training platform that breaks down regional barriers and connects coaches and athletes anytime, anywhere. You're an athlete and love to push yourself. Who's guiding you? As an athlete, you can filter and search our library to find the perfect coach, or sign up for a membership to get video feedback and comments from our coaches all over the world. As a coach, you can set up your profile and advertise your credentials, set your own price for video reviews or direct messaging to ensure your rates reflects the value of your time. Welcome to the Athlete Coach Network, and welcome to the future of sports coaching.
That was the Youth Fitness Podcast, topics on youth fitness with focus on doing what's best for kids. Brought to you by the Martin family, the developers of the Brand X Method, and the Athlete Coach Network. We hope you guys enjoyed that episode and you listen for more.